AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. At his last news conference of the year, President Obama said the numbers show that the country has improved during his 8 years in office, a point that the First Lady made at a taping of the Oprah Winfrey Show.
I can show you where we were in 2008, and I can show you where we are now, and you can't argue that we're not better off. We are.
The First Lady told Oprah Winfrey, President Obama has conveyed a reassuring message over the last 8 years.
Having a grown-up in the White House who can say to you in times of crisis and turmoil, hey, it's going to be okay.
Michelle Obama says her husband's message of hope wasn't just a slogan. He was able to inspire hope.
We feel the difference now.
Yeah.
See, now we're feeling what not having hope feels like.
The First Lady did not mention Donald Trump by name. The Oprah Winfrey interview airs Monday on CBS. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Obama is urging President-elect Trump to get behind calls in Congress for an independent review of Russia's role in alleged hacking of the U.S. presidential campaign.
The president says the hacking should be investigated as a threat to American democracy.
That should be a bipartisan issue. That shouldn't be a partisan issue.
The president-elect has called the assertion that the Kremlin was working to get him elected ridiculous. But at a news conference, Obama called the intelligence convincing, though most will stay secret.
I'll be honest with you, when you're talking about cybersecurity, a lot of it is classified, and we're not going to provide it.
He says he confronted Vladimir Putin about the hacking at an Asian summit and told him to cut it out. And to anyone doubting Putin's role, Obama observed, not much happens in Russia without Vladimir Putin. Mark Smith at the White House.
Two people hurt too critically after a car plowed into a bus stop in San Francisco's Chinatown at noon hour. This is AP Radio News. The government says drug overdose deaths in the U.S. are up 33% in the past 5 years.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says some states had drug overdose deaths jumped nearly 200%, with 30 states seeing increases in deaths resulting from abuse of heroin and prescription painkillers. New Hampshire saw a 191% increase. The CDC says last year, more than 52,000 people died of drug overdoses, with almost two-thirds involving prescription or illegal opioids. 16 states saw a jump in deaths from synthetic opioids, with New York at almost 136%. As for heroin deaths, 11 states had increases, with South Carolina seeing the biggest spike at 57%. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
The Grinch who stole Christmas is apparently alive and well in Rhode Island. A Roman Catholic priest has donated two statues to replace those stolen from a nativity scene outside an assisted living center in the city of Pawtucket. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.